got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We speak a lot about AI and robots in 2023, but I tell you what, maybe if they stop making the news, we'd stop talking about it.
It just feels like it's all happened all of a sudden. Even people like Elon Musk are saying we need to slow down because we don't know that we have all this technology and we still don't know what it's really going to do.
I would say out of the both of us, you definitely have a peaked interest in AI.
Anything that's going to make my life easier, Tim, by all means, please, come along.
Like there's a point, right, where it's like, all right, making my life easier and just eliminating me from doing something.
I'm happy. You know, we've always said.
Why did you stop yourself when you got to, I'm happy. Wait, no, let me correct myself on that.
Because we've always said that Wall-E, you and I very much disagree on that movie, because I've always said I'd be happy to end up in a Wall-E kind of universe, and you say that sitting in a chair being run by a computer all day, not great.
And then we have to rely on the robots, Wall-E, to save us.
That's fine. He worked hard. Let him do it.
He worked hard because we didn't. I can't go into the plot theory of Wall-E again on the show. It happens too many times. What I want to talk about is something I've seen. When you think about robots and AI and all this stuff, you think, you know what's safe? Sports. Mm-hmm. Sports has to be done by humans, right? I'm worried.
What about Robot Wars?
I've sent you, great show. I've sent you a video, Jess.
Yes.
It's a 60 Minutes special.
Okay.
Tell me what you see.
I see you've been on Reddit again.
I have been on Reddit again, yes. A deep dive on the dark web.
Robots are teaching themselves how to play soccer.
Can you watch the video? Turn your sound off because I don't want to hear it. But what? Describe what you're seeing.
Oh, my God. It's like little mini robots. They look like little Smurfs and they're playing soccer. And they're running. They're running and kicking. They're playing soccer better than I can.
Now, I don't want to be alarmist because, Jess, you know what?
I'd watch the heck out of
this
game.
There's the problem.
There's
the problem because I would too.
Oh.
Okay.
They're even dancing when they're
kick a goal. So here's my issue. Again, Jess, codes of practice of radio. What are we not meant to do? Set panic.
Sure.
Alarm people unnecessarily. Yeah. Panic, everyone. The Women's World Cup is coming to Australia in June and July. I'm worried that this could be the last human-based soccer World Cup.
I was going to say, humans robots are not going to play against the robots.
No. We're going to have an Australian robot team, and it's not going to be about who's the best athletes. It's going to be about who's the best technicians and engineers.
Even when they fall over, they get back up again.
This is the problem. And what's to stop them? After they celebrate kicking a goal, they do a backflip, turn to the crowd, incinerate.
Okay, they're not going to incinerate
us. Everyone panic.
I hereby welcome our robot overlords.
I just think.
Thank you so much.
This is exactly what the problem is, Jess. They're coming for sports now, the one sacred area. And of course, I want to watch robots.
Tell me you're
sports.
Not going to go watch robot soccer.
If that's my problem, then I'm not paying the people that have trained their whole life. This robot's barely 2 days old and it just did a backflip roundhouse.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Strap in. We're both against each other in a war of words when it comes to spelling names on the radio.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Normally on Tuesdays, we try and spell people's names to call up the radio show. Jess, we've just had a recount.
Yep.
15 names, not 14.
Which is what I said.
You didn't.
I did.
You said 14.
I said 15.
We did a recount.
Go back and listen.
I don't know how. And I know that I should, but I don't know how. But
we got to be on a team here, Tim, because we need to get as many names spelled correct as we possibly can.
Because names aren't as easy as they used to be. It always just used to be Tom, Dick and Harry.
Mm.
Now it's Thom, Richard and Harrison. I'm sick of it. Just let's keep it simple. I know for a fact we're going to spell as many names as we can correctly today because it gives people that thrill, Jess.
52232955. That's our number. Give us a call if you want us to try and spell your name, your kid's name, your friend's name.
Anyone. I don't care. Jacqueline in Geelong. Are we spelling your name?
Yes, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay.
Oh. Okay. J-A-C-L-Y-N.
No.
Now, I went to school with a Jacqueline spelt the way I want to spell it, but I don't remember how.
J-A-C. Just give Tim an extra hour to spell this one, Jacqueline.
Okay. This is so wrong. I'm going to go. J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, no.
Jacqueline.
Yeah, how do we spell it, Jacqueline?
It's J-A-Q-U-A-L-Y-N.
Ah. Oh. I have never seen it spelled that way before, Jacqueline.
Right.
That must frustrate the heck out of you.
It does.
All right. Well, sorry we frustrated you instead of giving you the thrill. That's our bad. Glenn in Teesdale's giving us a call. Glenn, whose name do you want us to spell?
I've got a student, I'm a school teacher, and I got permission from her. Her name is Julia.
Julia. Okay, well, that seems pretty straightforward, right?
You would think.
Okay, if it's so much so that you need permission and it's something that you deemed, like you went to this student because you're like, I've got to let him try and have a go. Jay?
Exactly.
So what was the name again, sorry?
Julia.
J-E-W-L-I-A.
Good try. No, nowhere near it.
Okay, nowhere near it.
Well, I had something very similar, Glenn. So
okay,
now I'm
come
have
on,
to
Jess.
Think
come
this.
On, Jess.
Okay, J U L E A H.
All right. How do we spell your student's name there, Glenn?
J E W E L E A.
Oh, E A. Oh.
Yeah. So J E W. So Jewel. J E W E L E A.
EA at the end,
Tim.
I'll just be thrilled to tell her that I got through.
Glenn, you said I was way off. Wasn't I only one letter off?
You were a couple letters off.
I think I'm
getting gaslit right around the studio right now. Glenn, what school do you work at, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm Newcombe Secondary.
All right, well, give him a shout out if you want to.
Yeah, good stuff, Newcombe. Great to be back day one.
Oh, so you guys are back for one day and then you go on holidays again for a day?
Yeah, special little treat from the state government.
That's rough, Glenn. That's rough. Right.
I don't know if it's a holiday as such, but wow, okay. Everything went wrong.
It's okay. We're still on 15 names.
We shouldn't have lied. I've said it before. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess and I were having a chat the other day. I think it was during the show in the songs.
Yeah.
And we stopped and we were like, what do we do? We need to talk about this on air because...
This is important.
Before you even answered the question, I was already laughing at what I'd asked you. I don't know how it came up, but I turned to Jess and I said, when do you reckon in your life, like when was the prime time in your life, like physically, mentally, like the best version of you? Like let's not... go, all right, my prime is still around the corner. Let's just talk about from...
So far
from...
What's been the prime of your
born
life?
Born until the 24th of April 2023. Tell me about your prime, Jess.
I think my prime was 27.
So you're turning 32 in just over a month.
Yep.
So 5 years ago.
I think 27
tell
was
me
my
about,
prime.
Tell me about 27-year-old Jess.
27-year-old Jess was living out of home, had a, you know, great job in radio, was, you know, single and carefree, and then went on to meet the love of her life at 27.
Okay.
I just think it was a really good year for me. It was the prime of my life. It was a great time.
Didn't you tear your ACL that year?
Yeah. But did I have a great time doing it?
Okay, remember, we got to talk fake. Peak physical prime.
Yeah, like, that's I tore my ACL at my peak, Tim. I was playing rugby, league football, with the captain of the Broncos women's team. Like,
well, she was also the captain of Australia. I feel like you should lead with that.
Tell me I'm not, that wasn't my prime, playing alongside Chelsea.
I disagree. Yeah, I think your prime, what year did I meet you, 2016? That felt like prime to me.
24.
I feel like when I met you, you were at your prime and it's gone downhill since. Well, you tore your ACL. You broke your ankle.
Okay. When was the prime of your life, mate?
I would say, for me personally, I think it was when it would have been the year 2017 or 18. I think in those 2 years, that was my prime.
Yeah.
You and I were living in Queensland.
Isn't it interesting that both of us picked Queensland?
I had the best tan I've ever had.
Same.
Good skin health, according to my doctors. I was the fittest I've probably ever been because I was playing football in the seniors in 35 degree days. So I was in, immense shape.
They all thought you were incredible because you were a footballer from Victoria.
From Victoria. So they were like, oh my God, it's like Gary Ablett's come up to Queensland to play. I was going to the beach every day for runs and walks with my dog. I proposed to my wife, I think. No, sorry. That was a year later.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, me and my girlfriend at the time were having an absolute ball.
Telling you.
We used to win trivia.
We did.
Oh, I reckon I was 26 or 27.
Yep.
In my prime. And yeah, ever since.
I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, 27 is everyone's prime.
Is everyone's prime.
I think 27 is your prime of your life.
Isn't it scary though? But like, say you in 10 years, you could be a complete different person.
Yeah.
You could get really into, you know, lawn bowls and like you go to the Olympics. Like you could do that. There's nothing stopping you.
I've been thinking about getting into weightlifting.
Like Olympic level weightlifting.
Don't laugh.
When we go out and we do shows on the road, we have these giant wooden boxes with K-Rock written over them.
I'm not going to carry those. They're heavy.
There's like 10 of them, like a babushka style version of these boxes. They're all timber. You picked up the smallest one. You went, Timmy, I can't do it. So I don't know if you're ready for the Com Games when they come to town in 2026.
You watch me. It'll be the prime of my life.
Right, when you're 37.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we love a new word. You know, we love lists of new words. And every year the dictionaries release their word for the year, right?
Okay. So can we go – I know that I'm putting you on the spot here. Can you go back in history, some of the recent words that have been added?
The bachelor's handbag was added last year.
Yeah, that's right. And that's just a cook chook in a bag.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Right, great.
The word selfie was added.
Like 2014 or
something. Yeah, you know, these words that we use all the time that maybe they don't currently exist in the way that we use them in the dictionary.
What were the words during the COVID years that a lot of people – scamdemic.
Yes.
Was added
social
in.
Distancing. Yeah, right. These sorts of things.
If we did, no one had heard unprecedented times more
than 2020. Than those unprecedented times, too. Well, look, there's already been a few words released that could be potentially shortlisted for the word of the year for 2023.
Love
and
me a word.
I think you are going to hate them.
Okay, now we have recently, even though we've had this button for a while, we do have the dumb button. Mm-hmm. We have a dumb button for swearing and a dumb button for when something dumb happens. So do you think that this is bordering the dumb button?
Yeah, I think some of them are pretty dumb.
Okay.
But this list is what they're going to be picking the word of the year from.
Okay,
right?
So it could be one of these.
Could be one of these. There could be more words added throughout the year, but this is the short list so far.
Right, so and if someone's listening, they can maybe use these words,
whether
it's at work, school,
officially,
at home, seem really on top of current events.
They've come out from the Macquarie Dictionary, so
wow.
You know it's official. Okay, let's go through them.
Okay.
The first one is Gendy Nooch.
Gendy Nooch. Like short for gender neutral.
Sure is.
I'm hovering. The dumb button is getting close, but no, okay, yeah, sure.
Cozzy Lives is short for cost of living.
Oh, no, Jeff.
You know that Cozzy Lives, it's getting high, Tim.
No one's ever said that out loud. I can guarantee it.
Macquarie officially listed this. Murder Noodle is what people are referring to venomous snakes as.
No, they're not. They actually aren't, Jess. This is just you. Are you trying to get something passed?
Like, no, see if you Tim. Can... Tim. Ugh. Password child is referring to the favourite child that gets their name used as the password for their parents.
Would you say you're a password child?
Oh,
you have password child energy.
Nah. I make up most of the passwords in my family because all my family mooch off of my accounts for everything.
And the joke is the password is Jess is the best. Yeah. They have to use it. Okay. Yeah.
And finally, Tiger Toast.
Don't tell me what Tiger Toast is because I'm trying to figure out what the hell that could even mean. Tiger Toast. No, I've had 2 seconds of thought on it. I've got no idea.
I can't seem to figure out what that one is either.
Well, Google it. What do you mean? What is Tiger Toast?
It's on the list of Macquarie Dictionary.
What is Tiger Toast? It's urban. It's a type of toast, Jess. It's cheese and Vegemite.
Oh, okay. Well,
that
seems
can't
boring.
Be a real thing. Urban Dictionary. Where are we going? Urban Dictionary. All right, Tiger Toast. To roast someone in a playful manner in order to maintain good relationships with them. Oh.
Sure.
No, it isn't. That's just toast. What the heck? No, you know what?
What you just said
I'm playing it on me.
One of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Because we could have just sworn. We don't know. And you're just, you're saying TT, Tiger Toes, Tiger Toes.
My money's on Cozzy Lifts.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Do you remember a few months ago, the gym that we go to was having a bit of a renovation and we were all very excited about it?
Well, I don't want to be included in where you and Tom from the Brekkie Show, literally like two schoolgirls giggling over a new boy in class. We're like, oh my God, did you see the rock climbing wall?
So they put a basketball court in, and my boyfriend, remember we made how much fun we made of my boyfriend?
No, don't we?
Okay, it was all of us. Yeah. Akshay said when he found out there was going to be a basketball court, he said, oh, great. Oh, I love shooting hoops.
Yeah. He did say that, and you brought it up, I'm going to say a dozen times in
so
front
great.
Of me.
So great.
Yeah.
And so today we were both at the gym this morning, and usually whenever we go to the gym, the basketball hoops, I mean, flat stick. Everyone's trying to get into the basketball hoops.
Do you mean the courts?
Hoops. Yeah. The courts.
The hoops were so busy.
Well, there's three hoops, and so it was quite busy, right? And what?
Just hearing you talk about basketball, and like you're nailing it, but you're not. So keep going, Queen.
So we're going to walk out of the gym because, again, it was too busy. We were like, oh, we'll shoot hoops next time.
Yeah.
We realize one of them is free, and it's the first time we've ever seen the courts free.
And I tell you what, like, you know, last year I went through a phase of about 5 months where twice a week me and my best mate were going, we would just go to any court that was free in town that we could and we'd shoot hoops.
Well, I think that if you want to test your relationship, shoot hoops with your significant other because I saw a different side of Akshay this morning.
Okay.
We got onto the court. I went and got a ball from the front office and...
Can I have a basketball for me and my boyfriend, please?
Basketball, please? That's exactly what happened. And so we walk over and I immediately start like dribbling towards him, right? And I'm like, come at me. Give me all you've got, Kazi, because he has played basketball before in the past. He often brags about going to school.
But has he played? Because he said he used to play cricket and that's been, we found out to be a full-blown lie. So
he used to play basketball with some guys that are now literally in the Australian basketball team, right? So I was expecting some moves, right? And he was not giving me anything. I was like, he's just letting me shoot. And I said, come at me. Let's play one-on-one. Actually give me all your
best of five, street rules, skins and shirts, take your top off.
Literally, as soon as I said, come at me, he came at me with full force, like I was 6'3".
Okay.
And nearly
and
knocked
what,
me
now
down.
You're 5'4"?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just for comparison. So, yeah. Okay.
And he's literally like shoving against me. So I start shoving back. And all of a sudden, we're in a fight.
You're fighting. Street fight. Yep.
I've never seen so much enthusiasm coming from my boy loves to shoot hoops, Tim.
I tell you what, I did go with my best friend and my wife, and I was surprised that I picked my best mate's team instead of my wife's. And he's putting a screen on her so I can go around, putting a block on, elbows
didn't
to the
side. Didn't get a single goal in when, is
not
it
a
goal?
No.
Point.
Basket. Didn't get a basket.
Didn't get a single basket while he was defending me. So I think maybe he was a point guard on his team.
Stop. This is cringeworthy. Because you don't know. That was really, I was with you until that end. What do you mean?
I think he was one of the defenders. He couldn't shoot.
You have to play both.
Oh, is it not like netball? You don't have positions.
No. You can up and down.
Right. Cool. Yep.
Oh my God. This is hard to listen to. It's like the most participated sport in this country. This kid's listening. What a shame.
Anyway, we shot some hoops this morning. And
in past tense, it's shut some hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Basketball.
Looking forward to playing again. You'll have to come with us.
I'd rather not. I broke my leg right now.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And I was out bowling on Friday night in Belmont and something incredible happened. I've never seen it. And right before it happened... Like, you know how you go to one of those places and they've got an arcade?
Yeah.
And it's got all the different games you can win. You can win tickets, whatever. And you go and look over at the cabinet of, like the prizes you can cash in your tickets for. And it's like 800 tickets for a bouncy ball. Yeah. And it would cost you $50 to $100 to get that amount of tickets.
400
right?
tickets, a single bracelet.
Yeah, like even seeing some of the things, I was like, it was like Chinese versions of Lego. And it's like 1,800 tickets. And I was like, this is fascinating. And I'm looking
Did you used to collect all your tickets as a kid, or would you spend them every time you went?
Yeah, I'd spend them, like, and literally you get those mini bouncy balls, pretty much. Grandma would be like, all right, you can cash in your tickets. And me and my cousins would get all our tickets and we'd, oh, four bouncy balls. How fun. And I said to my wife, because there was like one of those big ticket items, I was like, you never see anyone walking over with a giant stack of tickets going, I hit the jackpot. I would like, I don't know, the giant teddy bear up on the wall that no one ever wins, right? About 30 seconds after I said it, I can hear in the background this ding, 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 ding. You know that thing where you pull the lever and it just spins around and then you can win tickets? It's literally, and it'll be like 10 tickets, 100 tickets, 200 tickets.
Sounds like Wheel of Fortune.
Literally, but the ticket version for an arcade. Ding, ding, ding. A kid won 10,000 tickets.
That's more tickets than that kid will see the rest of his life.
That's more tickets than you and I have seen our lives combined. 10.
What did he buy?
I don't know, because all I could hear was a bing, 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 bing.
I would have abandoned my bowling game and gone and followed the kid.
And the tickets were just coming and coming, and he's just got this pile on the ground. Because you know how you can fold it a certain way, so when you do it, it folds into that perfect stack.
It's coming out too quick.
And his dad's there with him, and his dad's like, I can't believe it. This never happens, Toby. We've done it. And they just kept coming.
Oh, my God.
And he's living everyone's childhood dream. And
I didn't think that they ever did it.
Neither did I. And I should have stuck around because I was getting shoe-sized up. So I wasn't in the right headspace to be, you know, ignoring a whole bunch of people and focusing on this kid that's just won 10,000 tickets. It was – because I didn't think it was possible. I thought it was like, oh, yeah, we put it on there. But, like, everyone knows. Like, you can't win that.
Yeah.
That's not possible to do that.
Wow. And that's not going to go off for another 10 years.
No. I would trade in my car to have that experience.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.